Hello and welcome to the Dancecast, where I explore dance as an art form, traveling to non-traditional places and with non-traditional doers. I'm your host and my name is Silva Lakkonen. And it's time for Dancecast. It's the episode 43. I hope you all enjoyed the episode with Mikaela. She's a really wonderful woman and does amazing work in Maine. I think we should all go and visit her there and work with her there and do some amazing stuff with her in Maine. I've never been in Maine and I would love to go. Oh. But anyway, in this episode, we come back to here south. We talk to a woman named Karinku who works and lives in Arizona, in Tucson, Arizona. She's a dance artist who is committed to developing and practicing multidisciplinary approaches to encourage and stimulate the art of inclusive dance as an instrument for building community. In 2017, she co-founded Dance Sequences, a Tucson-based non-profit dance organization with a mission to advance societal inclusion through dance. She was also a co-founder of Evolve Dance in New York and served as the executive director. She serves on the board of directors of Mettler Studios and is a member of the International Association for Creative Dance. I need to look that one up. I have never heard that one before. She's utilizing the Mettler-based creative dance as a foundational resource. Karin has conducted creative dance residencies all around the world for communities that are vulnerable with little or no access to dance programming, including LGBTQ support networks, children and women rescued from trafficking, abuse or homelessness, and children and adults with diverse abilities. She continues to work towards expanding the potential of creative dance as an inclusive communal experience that by developing collaborative partnerships with multiple community organizations, both national and international. It's really wonderful to hear her story, actually, because she's in her 60s and she's done this amazing job in Tucson in just a couple of years. So there was so much depth and history in talking with her, and it was really wonderful to hear that too. So I hope you all enjoyed this episode with Karin. So how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Doing very well. It's been a great summer. I did 3 weeks of training, so you know that was always very helpful. Maybe one day we can get you to come and train over the summer.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
And did you teach the training, or do you still take the training?
I still take the training.
I see.
So these are with two teachers, Marianne Brehm and Griff Goering, and they were both part of Barbara Mettler's company back in the 70s.
Oh, I see.
So they are very experienced Mettler-based dancers. So, and we call them master teachers.
Yeah.
So this is my sixth year taking the training. So.
Wow. And is that how long you've been in Tucson?
Yes.
6 years.
Six years.
Wow. How did you end up with the Mettler? Did you move to Tucson knowing about them, or did it just happen?
It really just happened. I was in New York, and I was part of a nonprofit dance organization in New York, but it was much more traditional. So I was doing ballet and modern and jazz over there, and it was much more performative based. And as I got older, I found that I was starting to be less interested in choreographed dance, but I wasn't sure what I was looking for. All I knew is that I wanted to be in an environment which included people who were not considered dancers, because I always believed that everybody can dance. I never had any professional dance training growing up, and I've always been told by other people, no, you can't dance for whatever reasons. You're too old, you don't have the training, and all that. So it was when I was in Tucson, visiting, and I saw this ad for group improvisation. All ages are welcome. And I was intrigued. I said, what? All ages? How can all ages be in one dance class? So I really just stumbled into a Mettler-based community dance class. And it was a 2-hour class, and it just, I knew this was what I was looking for. And I had never really experienced dance of this kind before. So then I just sort of threw my whole energy into learning as much as I can. And I'm still learning, and it's great. Yeah.
How did Mettler end up in Tucson?
Well, her history was, she grew up in Illinois. She was on a, I don't know her personal history that well, mm-hmm. but she came from a family that was very creative and encouraged her creativity. And she also grew up sort of rebelling against the traditional, very structured dance forms. You know, she liked being outside and dancing in the sun. And in the 30s, she found herself in Germany, and she was with the Mary Bigman School. And that's where she started to gather her experience in improvisation. And then when she came back to the U.S. during the World War II, during the World War II era, she studied with Martha Graham very briefly. But again, it went against her interest, her personal interest, because it was, you know, modern dance at that time became very regimented.
Yeah.
And she was just looking for something different. So she just threw her energy into creating ways to make dance accessible to everyone. But still having the discipline that it is an art form.
Yeah, right.
So because when I talk about improvisation now, some people who are not, you know, aware of what it really is, they ask me, oh, that means you just do whatever you want. I said, not quite, you know. And in Mettler-based dance, there is a lot of discipline at the beginning to learn how to free yourself.
It's very structured.
It is extremely structured, which I was very surprised when I started taking the training and learning more about it. But it's through this control and discipline that you find your personal freedom.
Yeah, I was just about to say, isn't it amazing that the more structure you have, well, probably not quite as true like that, but structure really truly gives you freedom. Because right. I get the same thing if I say I really my favorite dance genre is dance improvisation. And people are like, oh, I really never kind of got into it because, you know, you just go into a space and you start moving. And I was like, well, that's not the kind of dance improvisation that I actually enjoy. I consider mine like a dance technique as right. any other genre has. You have to right. be disciplined and learn the structures and study it to become good at it.
Right. And then another aspect of Mettler-based dance, which is very different from other modalities that I found, is that its emphasis on group work, group dance improvisation, so that you are doing your own improvisation, but you are so aware of what everybody else is doing around you that you create a group experience that is pretty unique because it's nothing is structured, but yet there is discipline and control and structure within this whole improvisation that we're doing as a group. And she, Barbara Miller, had us, she described it as an individual, we have different parts of our bodies, you know, our head, our hands, and we can move them individually, but eventually they are the whole. Each part is part of the whole. In a group body, each dancer, each person is an individual, but the group body is a whole, united organism.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, and so, it's really wonderful to see when these individuals who are very aware of the group, how that, it's beautiful. It looks like choreographed when it's
right.
very skilled improvisation.
Right. So, I'm interested in really exploring that and is really finding that group awareness, finding the group body, even though each body is different from each other.
Yeah. So exciting. So Mettler has a big dance space in Tucson, and there's mm-hmm. workshops and classes. And then you have a dance sequence that is yours.
Correct.
Okay.
So We use Mettler Studios. It's a studio that was created by Barbara Mettler. It's this beautiful round studio. When she died, she willed it to the Nature Conservancy. So they're the ones that actually take care of the building. And we as an organization, we rent the space from them when we need it, but we have priority over the time that we use there, right? So it is the home of Mettler Based Dance. And then I formed my own dance sequences, and our work is foundational on Mettler Based Dance. So all of my outreach programs are based on Mettler Based Dance, although I will adapt it to the population that I'm teaching. And I'm very happy to announce that I will be teaching in several assisted living residences here in Tucson. These are new programs for the memory care unit. And I had tested this with a group in the spring, and it was so well received that I'm really excited to do this work now with other residences. So that's going to start in September as well. So, yeah.
Wow. And I looked on your website. Are all those, there's some with children, there's the work that involves horses. Like, there were so many different outreach
yes.
programs. So tell me a little bit about all of them. That they go from children to horses and to memory loss senior citizens.
Right. And it just shows how adaptable Mettler Based Dance is, because it really focuses on what an individual can do, and it builds upon that. So we apply it in the ring with the horses. So we're not training the horses to do anything, but what we're doing is just being very aware of the space where we are, how we are relating to the actual physical space, how we're relating to each other as human dancers, and how we're relating to the animals, the horses. And when I see you, I can show you videos. I mean, it is very amazing, because the horses, at the very first time that we did it, the horses just sort of stood around the ring and they looked at us because they weren't quite sure what we're doing. And we're just, you know, dancing. And then the second time we went there, the horses have realized that it is not threatening to them. And so they would come and start interacting with us, and they would come and go, and we would just let them come and go. And it became a very organic movement communication between two different species. And we held a first trial class. It's a 3-class series, and we had 2 women who participated. One was this lovely lady, and she said this was the very first time where she was moving in the way that she was comfortable, and there was no dominance that was present. You know, there was just a calmness and serenity, and the horses accepting her and moving with her. Even if it was just, I said to people who take the class, you know, don't think of it as you have to make dancey movements. If you're just walking side by side with a horse across the ring, that is part of your dance. That is a beautiful moment. So my colleague and I, when we first started working with these horses, and, you know, we were having so much fun that we said, we have to share this with others. Because it is just such an amazing, amazing experience. And we were lucky that we have a friend who owns these horses for unmounted therapy. So she was willing to give it a try. She wanted the new experience for her horses so they'd be better therapy animals, you know. So we're going to continue that program. I mean, that's just a fun thing for us to do. And Mettler Based Dance works there, you know, group dance improv with horses.
I love the photos. They are so amazing. And, you know, I'm personally afraid of horses. I have always been. So it's very intriguing for me to look at these pictures and having this very different relationship with the horse instead of mounting it and, like, riding it to actually, like, share a space with it, to choreograph space.
Right. Because when you're riding a horse, there is still dominance involved, right?
Yeah.
So, and then we tell new students who come into this particular class, if you're afraid, own your fear, own it, accept it, because the horses will be there to help you through it. As long as you're honest, the horses will know if you're not honest with yourself, right? And they will react negatively to that. So it becomes a therapeutic experience, even though we don't do it, we don't teach it as therapy. It's still an art activity.
Yeah. And then there was some program with the children, like quite young, based on the website that I was looking through. Or all different kinds of ages?
Different ages. We work with an organization called Integrative Touch for Kids, and that's an organization that works with children who are undergoing severe medical issues. So they have two what they call health circle events. And it's a full-day event where the kids get to experience different things, and then the parents go for their counseling or social work counseling. So I provided just creative movement for these kids who are in wheelchairs or who, you know, connected to a lot of medical equipment. And I said to them, it doesn't. You know, you're dancing with us, so whatever it is that you want to do, we'll do it with you. For many of them, it's a first time that they get to experience dance, just free to be themselves. So that's one. And then I teach an after-school program for a community center that works with low-income families. So these are kids who don't have easy access to any arts programming. So it's important to have dance.
But all these programs are under Dance Sequence.
All these programs are under Dance Sequences. And then we collaborate with the different organizations. So we're a collaborative partner with Mettler Studios. I do my work through Dance Sequences, even though it's Mettler based.
I see. But
going through my own company gives me a little bit freedom to make certain adjustments depending on the population that I teach. Some groups want a performance at the end, which is, you know, so then that's what we do. And it's still very Mettler based in terms of how I structure the performance. Although I don't like to use the word performance. I use sharing.
Yeah.
But
you only started in 2017.
Yes. And I was telling my colleague, I said, we have to start saying no to requests now because we don't have enough teachers. I made two of my company members take the course, the training course. So now there are three of us who have the experience of teaching Mettler-based. So that's a huge help. We also have a really full fall schedule of sharing events. Couple of in traditional theaters, although we're trying to actually get away from that. So we are asked to share work at like these assisted living residences for their residents. So we're doing 1 hour little shows. And how we're structuring it is we will show maybe three or four pieces from our repertory, and then we will intersperse that with group dance improvisation with the attendees. Because I really want to break down that audience and dancer barrier, you know. So we're looking forward to doing that and launching our new project called Dialogue Through Dance, where we would share pieces and then afterwards have a chance for dialogue, because a lot of our pieces say something about what specific dancers are experiencing. And we're working on three new pieces that are designed by this wonderful young man who has muscular dystrophy. So I worked with him on his three concepts and he structured the pieces. Gave me specific instructions, which I brought to the dancers. I said, this is the structure. The individual movement and the group movement will just be improvisational, but we have to stay within the theme and the structure that was given to us. And one of them is on greed, because he's so concerned about what's going on in the world. But we've been asked to share that piece at a domestic violence awareness event. So we adapted it a little bit. With his permission, we adapted it a little bit to fit that particular theme of domestic abuse. So that's going to be premiered in October. And then this other piece came from his Facebook post because he is in a chair. He can't, you know, and he's hooked up to a breathing machine because he doesn't have the ability to breathe on his own. So he did a post where he said, take a moment to realize that you are breathing. Take a moment to realize that your heart is beating and that you are alive. So we're using that, and we created, he created the piece that we're dancing for him, where we're taking a moment to breathe, feeling each other's breath, feeling each other's heartbeat, and seeing where that movement take us. So it was interesting because we had a rehearsal on Saturday, and I don't know why I did this, but I started to say, okay, let's set it this way. And then we were doing it, and it just felt so stilted, right? And I said, okay, you know what? Just do it. You're breathing, you're feeling the heartbeat, you're happy you're alive, just dance it. And that was it. That was better. I said, I should just stop trying to direct. Yeah. So eventually he's going to be in the piece with us. He has not been able to make rehearsals because of his care staff and transportation issues, but he's hooked in. He can hook in via video so he could see how pieces are coming along. And, you know, when we first started talking, he was saying, I don't know whether I can contribute anything because I can't make it to the rehearsal. And I said, you know, there's no such thing as we can't do something. So with technology, we will figure it out. So he's been with us through video. And then when it comes time to actually share the piece in a performance, he'll just be there and we will just respond to his presence, you know.
Yeah.
And it will be beautiful. So, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, just listening all the things that you do, and like in such a short time, you're like completely fully employed by your own dance company, performing, creating, and teaching. And well, can I ask how old are you now?
I'm 61.
I mean, and in today's world, because, you know, if you haven't achieved this and this and this at that point in this and this career, and if you don't do this many lessons, if you're not teaching this many lessons, you're not really this. I mean, I think that's just like incredible to listen to you. And like,
I think, you know, I am surrounded by an incredible community of artists, friends, dancers, and it's pretty unique where I have an idea. I just would call up some friends and say, what do you think? Okay, let's get together and give it a try and do it. And that's how this all started. And then now we're applying for grants to get the funding, but I'm also very, very grateful that many of the dance artists affiliated with Dance Sequences do it because they love the work and they love to share with the community. So they can't make a living out of what I pay them, but at least I can pay them something.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
Yeah. So.
And yeah. How many people are involved in the dance company?
The company, we have 12 company members. For each piece, maybe six can commit. So it's good to have the 12. So whoever can make rehearsal can make rehearsal. It's, you know, and whoever can't, it's okay. And as long as they understand the structure, we've had instances where it's the night of the show and somebody will just come in, they understand the structure and they'll just jump in.
Yeah, because you are a tight community. You know the language. You have the language, right?
Right. And I love the fact that each time we do something, it's completely different. Because it's different from, even if we've danced it before, but it'll be different because of where we are at that particular time, where our thoughts are at that particular time, and how we respond to each other. And it's, yeah, it's a pretty unique experience.
And not only have you conquered Tucson, Arizona, but you also went to Indonesia and
Yes, Vietnam and Peru.
Vietnam last year.
Right. And it's interesting how, you go, I went to Vietnam and Indonesia. Both these countries have a very rich cultural history and heritage of dance, And their folk dances are beautiful, but very structured, very regimented. So when I came in with Mettler-based improv, they were like, ah. And I taught last year at the Institute for the Arts, and I had seven students from the dance department. And in the very beginning, they were still being very careful, respecting their cultural heritage. And I said, I want you not to throw all that away because that's part of who you are, but I want you to free yourself a little bit more, right? So this one young man said after like an hour of class, he said, "My body is in shock." And then there's another woman I remember in Indonesia where she was a classically trained dancer, I think a Javanese dancer, and she said she felt like she was betraying her culture by trying something new. So that was a very interesting conversation we had.
Oh, I
And
bet.
again, I told her, I'm not asking you to change that. That's who you are. But maybe bring a new side just to experiment. If you're uncomfortable with anything, don't do it because it needs to come authentically from you. But then right after I gave her the okay to experiment, boy, did she like go. It's like, well, and same thing with Vietnam. It seems that this really resonated with the people in Southeast Asia because, especially for women or the LGBT group, anybody who's different,
Oh, yeah, I can
they're
imagine.
very constrained. And in the safety of this class, they can be who they are. And it's beautiful to be able to share that with them.
So, is there, it's hard to imagine, but I'm sure you have an answer to this question. Is there, like, what is your dream? Like, what is the one more, two more things that you want to do?
Right now, what I'm working towards is to be able to have a dance class where it's really integrated. Because right now we're still, we have the seniors, we've got the people with diverse abilities, we've got the kids. I would love to have, I want to sort of break down all that silo effect and to be able to have communities cross each other and experience movement together because that's how we get to learn from each other. And learn that we're really, even though outwardly we might look different, but we're really not that different. Just to find that shared humanity in a dance studio together. And I feel that Mettler-based dance or group dance improvisation is a first step towards that because when you dance with somebody, that's a whole different level of communication than when you're trying to use words. You don't need the words.